So you know how commercial aviation is like, it's nice, but
Needs blimps.
look, let's save the blimp argument. We've already had the blimpers on this cast.
It needs my OC. It's half blimp, half dog, and it's my furry lover.
Don't do that, dude. Like, just don't do that, man. Don't do
My
that to
air
us.
inflated lover. That's also a dog. That's also
You're describing like a horror film right now. This is horror.
It's an
What if we
unused
had like
Cthulhu
furry?
type god.
Okay, what if we combined like some furry convention with like the Hindenburg 2? So like we get all these furries on like an airship and then like
We get all these furries on an airship. That's all you have to say,
That's
dude.
the plot of the greatest anime not yet made.
No,
Like, I
we're gonna do this.
remember
We're gonna do this for real.
actually tried to do this,
After Children of the
but it's
Corn
kind of
30,
an
we're
option.
doing furries on an airship.
Furry
Snakes on
Zeppelin.
a plane and got shit.
No, it's just called Furry Zeppelin. Furry Zeppelin would definitely get people coming to the theaters. For one thing, we know that there were multiple Zeppelin class airships,
But were there any furries?
but some well no, but some of them weren't built. This is legitimate. I do want to build the Zeppelin too, and I wouldn't change a thing. I'm not kidding. I would fly it myself. With the Iron Cross and everything. I want to see the Iron Cross over 20 or over 2015 Williamsburg. I want to try to dock the Zeppelin 2 in Williamsburg with the Iron Cross on the side of it and furries peeking out the windows. Hell has just arrived.
I'm sure the Venn diagram for interests in that are just a circle,
The
just
Venn
one
diagram
circle.
for it is just no, it's just like, you know, the static on an analog television when there's no signal. That's the Venn
See, we can do this
diagram.
as a double feature. Children of the Corn 30 and then Furry Zeppelin.
The Venn diagram is a triangle
That
missing a side.
is a really, really bad
Fuck it.
idea.
Yeah. It's a
Imagine sitting through
pyramid.
like an hour of like first hour,
Pyramid Venn diagram.
first half hour, Amish exploitation. Second half hour, furries on a Zeppelin.
Furries on a World War I
Zeppelin
era German airship.
exploitation hasn't been used yet. We need to
See,
usher in a new
Zeppploitation.
age.
Amish exploitation and Zeppelin exploitation. We can just nail them both and get these people in the movie theater.
Look, two things. But three things.
Airships.
Amish,
You might have
the Amish,
you might have to
airships,
literally nail
furries.
them.
What do they have to do with each other? Come,
Everything.
You're gonna
Find
have
out.
to come, you're gonna have to find out. Look, I articulated an actual argument. There is a theme to Children of the Corn 30, and I can tell you right now, I cannot see a theme in Furry Zeppelin. Like, I could probably figure it out. I'm that pretentious, but as of this moment, I cannot write Furry Zeppelin.
All right, so I've got the plot for it. So there's a the Hindenburg 9, it's deporting, and there's a bunch of normal people on it, and then there's some furries, and it spreads as a disease as the airship is trying to dock in
It's like everybody's just like, "Hey, have you ever thought about like fucking a dog?" Like, oh, that's a great idea. Yeah,
No,
let's do it.
it's not fucking a dog. It's like, "Hey, you want to like get in a dog suit and fuck?"
No, it's like, "Hey, what if you were a dog and then we fucked
Hey,
you?"
I've been thinking like maybe I'm like secretly a rabbit and I want to shit in this diaper and jerk off.
And then everyone's like, "Oh yeah." Like, oh shit, that's actually kind of interesting. Hey, we should
David Blue
tomorrow night. We
David
should do
Blue is just at the helm with like
Yes.
100 iron crosses jingling on his jacket, and it just zooms into his face, and he's like sweating, just trying to land it.
No, just flying it.
He's
just
trying to
it
land the plane, and he's like above, like the whole thing is like above Nebraska, and they're all trying to shoot him down because
Nebraska would never be the same.
The end of the movie is the Zeppelin gets shot down and like furry diaper shit just rains all over fucking like Tulsa.
I just Tulsa, Oklahoma is off the map forever.
But we're gonna call it Tulsa, Nebraska.
Yeah, Tulsa is in Nebraska now. Let's just
In this alternate universe where 1989 was sold by Taylor Swift, everything turned out different.
I just like the idea of there's so many German medals that I am like, I'm just wearing German medals and I'm sweating, just holding myself up at the helm of the Zeppelin 9.
It's like people are slowly donning like furry suits.
Well, no, as the crew are like fighting off a furry army.
See, this is entertaining.
A furry
This is really
mutiny
entertaining.
On the airship where Not only do you have to avoid catching the disease, but you also have to avoid being violently slaughtered by the infected.
I think just, like, having to avoid getting in, like, a furry diaper suit is, like, good enough reason to, like,
a bunch of German off, like, World War One era German officer uniforms, and people are running away from diapers and furry suits in an airship. Like,
and it zooms in on David's face, and the side of his cheek just gets splattered with blood, and his co-pilot just has, like, a Luger in his mouth.
Oh my god.
See, we can do this.
It was a pleasure serving.
Well, I don't think we could do this, actually, because, like, we'd have to know some actual furries. We need a
Zeppelin.
We need the Zeppelin first. Dude, we suggested this, like, 20 episodes ago. I want to start a Kickstarter to build the Zeppelin 2. Like, someone looking, and they're just like, are you going to make any safety alterations? No.
I want to make a absolutely pizza not delivery service with a Zeppelin called Zepperoni Pizza.
Zepperoni Pizza. I mean, like, okay, let's just paint this picture, because that is entertaining. So, no one here in this podcast, no one listening, has ever witnessed an airship docking. But here's what it's like. So, there are tons of engines on an airship, right? And so, when one's flying over, even though it's not moving very fast, you just hear, like, a buzzing sound. Like, just, you know, like, it's like a beehive. So, just imagine, like, we ordered pizza, and then you just see this, like 3/4 mile long fucking airship coming toward you, and you just hear, like, and it's got a giant iron cross, and you're like, oh, guys, pizza's here. And then, like, you know, docking a Zeppelin, obviously, is not easy, considering what happened. But, yeah, I mean, I think this is a good idea. We really found a niche that is not being catered to. So
maybe airborne pizza? Just throw them out in chutes and gliders? Just the pizza box.
Well, I know they had scout planes that could launch off of airships in World War One. The Germans did.
That's ridiculous.
It was incredibly dangerous. And they actually could land, too. It was a hook that could catch them. Yeah. Now, they had some... I mean, it makes sense, but, you know from what I'm saying, like, that's not safe.
In World War One, this one British pilot went to reload his gun, and he had one of the guns that was above the wings. He grabbed it, his knee like hit one of the pedals, and his plane did a loop-de-loop while he was holding on to just the gun, and he did a pull-up to get himself back in.
That's amazing. I mean, World War One, like, World War One aviation, now that you're back, was fucking janky as hell. If there's one way I could describe World War One air combat, is janky as fuck. So let's move on to
what if we put Slim Thug on a Zeppelin?
I don't know.
I'm taking off down the runway, broad day Sunday. Haters looking at me, I ain't playing up a gunplay. Hand on the brain while I'm swinging on the one way. Boppers everywhere, I see it'll be a fun day.